to the way of salvation. Come to the way of Allah. Come to the way of salvation. Come to the way of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Welcome to our silsila salvation. Today topic Inshallah Azza wa Jal, salvation from wasting time. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, time is a great divine favor bestowed upon all human beings equally, regardless of whether they are rich or poor, elder or younger, or male or female. A rich person cannot have 27 hours. Everybody has equal 24 hours. Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed 24 hours upon everyone. Now it's up to a person whether to benefit from these precious moments of life or to waste them. After all, man is mortal and his temporary life will soon come to an end. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today discussion is about why the time is important, why it's necessary that we shouldn't waste our time, and how we get the salvation from the time wasting, inshallah. First, we have a blessing of the Durood-e-Pak. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me 50 times a day, yes, 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's begin our silsila with the recitation of the Quran-e-Pak.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله. Let's listen a beautiful kalam from our Naat Khan Islami brother.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صل نبينا صل على نبينا صل على محمد پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھا
ہے ان کے سائے
MashaAllah, beautiful Quran. Today's topic, salvation from time wasting. But first we need to, why is wasting time is a problem? So let's move on from the first question to our Muballigh, that how important the time is in our life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In order to understand how significant and great time is and how valuable it is, it's important that we reflect upon the Quran. As every single word of the Quran is valuable and every single word of the Quran is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes an oath on time. He says, by time, verily all man is in loss. Then He makes an exception. Except for those who believe and perform good deeds, advise the truth and advise patience. So now, look at how important this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those who are successful and those who are of loss. So this is very important because everybody in their lives, they want to be successful. So when speaking about such an important topic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further emphasizes on that by means of taking an open time. Because time is the most valuable asset that a person has. Because each moment is becoming past. That time we cannot bring back. I cannot undo what I've already done in the past. I cannot go back and restructure my sentences. Hence the Arabic proverb, Layta shababa ya'ud, if only youth returned. So each moment is becoming past, each future moment is becoming present, and each present moment is becoming past, and we cannot do anything to bring that time back. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahimahullah, he says that once a man went to a marketplace, and when he went to the marketplace, he saw an eye seller who was screaming out to the people, "Have mercy on the one whose wealth is melting away." Because obviously, if nobody came to buy his ice in time, his ice would melt away. And then he would be deprived of the benefits, he'll be deprived of his wealth. Like this, time is melting away. Our time is melting away, and it is important for us that we value it and invest in it by means of good deeds now, so that later we are not regretful. Time wasting is a perennial problem. And it's not that we have a short amount of time. Rather, the problem is that we do not know how to utilize that time properly. Otherwise, time is sufficient. Life in itself, of an average span, is enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, has bestowed upon us time in generous measure, such that we could achieve every accomplishment. We could achieve whatever we want so long as we utilize that time properly. But the modern world is encompassed by distractions. And unfortunately, it's a great tragedy that we fall prey to these distractions. And we fill our lives with these distractions, that these time-consuming trivialities like mindless play, mindless games, mindless conversations. And these things hold maybe a little benefit, if not any benefit whatsoever. And I would say that the biggest thieves in our time, of time, are the internet, social media, and the TV. Trivial conversations taking place on the phone, taking place on social media, this is taking away from us our precious time. And it's important for us to acknowledge this so that we may value time. Because if we spend our lives in these activities, then later on, like I mentioned, the Arabic proverb, Layta shababa ya'ud, if only youth returned. So it's very important to value time.
Man has to live in this world for a very limited time. A very limited period. In this little life, he has to make preparation for the grave and the hereafter or the day of judgment. Therefore, the time that we have at present is very valuable. The time is passing very fast. It can neither be controlled nor be stopped. So the breath which once breathed it will never return. So if you're passing your time in playing here and there with no benefit for the hereafter, then it's a time wasting. So we need to adopt such kind of activities which benefit in the hereafter. So the time is very limited for us, and we don't know when we depart from this world. So we need to utilize our time. Time wasting, especially we're sitting there, kya kar rahe hain? Question yaar. Kya karna? Time hai, bahut time hai yaar. Aap farigh ho, yes, I am free, okay, I am coming to you. Kyun? Mere paas time hai. Oh, bhai, tumhare paas faltu time hai, iske paas to nahi hoga na yaar. Uske paas aa jayenge time zaya karne, iske paas aa jayenge time zaya karne ke liye. Time bahut hai. Acha, when we talk about ji, come for Madani Kafle, we don't have time. Come to Masjid, we don't have time. Come for read Quran Pak, we don't have time. Come for Madani Dora, no time. Come for learn Ilmedin, no time. You have time, yes, for football, no problem. Cricket, no problem. This sport, no problem. Forget about the sport. Yeah, go to barber shop, 3 hours they sit. Zigzag, zigzag, here, there, they're sitting there for three hours, four hours. Barber shop, you have this idea anyway. Aapko experience and cheez hoga. Jaake, nai ke paas se uthne ka naam nahi. Aise kar do, aise karo. Bahut time hai aapke paas. You need to value your time. You say you don't have time. Whenever we say youngsters or Islamic brothers, please come for din, we don't have time. You have enough time. And you stand in front of the mirror, ye kanga, aise style, 10-15 minutes to idhar karte rahenge. When you take the clothes out, ye kapda, ye matching nahi hai, ye shoes theek nahi hai. Itna time waste karte, itna time hai aapke paas, ya phir aap bolte ho, I don't have time. Why? You have plenty time. Think about and look, aap apne time ko utilize kare, apne time ko value dein. Baithe hain sofe pe, uthne ka naam hi nahi lenge. Are bhai, udhi alarm bachke, 5 o'clock ka alarm, yes 5 a.m. abhi uth raha hu. 3 alarm laga, alarm thak gaya. Alarm tired ho gaya, bachke, ye nahi uth raha hai. Ab ye jo aadha ghanta bistar pe lete rahe, You lie down on the bed, you wasting your time. You wasting the precious moment of your life, and it will be, you will be regret on the day of judgment. Because abhi waqt hai karne ka, you have time to do something here now. Lekin hum kya karte hain, hamara time nahi hai. I don't have time here. Please realize how much time you are wasting, and you will definitely regret on the day of judgment. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beautifully said, there are two such favors about which people are in deception. One is health, and other is leisure free time. Aap usse jaakar puche jo bimar hai ke health kisko kehte hain. You have time now. You are healthy. You can do a lot of things. But now you are wasting your time. And when you kehte hain na ke sick person can better realize the value of health. Isi tarike se jo fag jab busy ho jata hai na, fir bolta mujhe time milta to main ye karta wo karta. Are time to sabko barabar mila hai. 24 hours for everyone. For rich or poor, for elder or younger or anyone. You are 24 hours. Jo deen ka kaam kar rahe hain unko bhi 24 hours mile. Unko koi 26 hours nahi mile, 30 hours ke wo kaam karte hain. But they valued their time. They realize their responsibility. They realize the importance of time, and they're taking the time out for the deen. They're taking the time out to preparation for the hereafter, for the day of judgment. Now the question will come in your mind, why in every Dawat Islami session they talk about death? Why they always talk about the hereafter? Because the life is very short. And the day of judgment is only one day equal to 50,000 years. What have you prepared for it? You have to prepare everything in this world. The time you have, the limited time you have in the world, in your life, this how you have to be prepared for your day of judgment and the hereafter.
Bapu, you mentioned in regards to death. Sayyidina Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, who is the angel of death, every single day he makes the following announcement in the graveyard. The old dwellers of the grave, which people do you envy? And the people of the grave, they reply and they say that, O Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, O angel of death, we envy those people who can read Salah with Jamaat, because we no longer can read Salah with Jamaat. We envy those people who can fast in the month of Ramadan, because we no longer can fast. We envy those people who can give Sadqah, because we no longer can give Sadqah. We envy those people who can do good deeds, because we no longer can do good deeds. Now for them, the people of the grave, they would love to do anything to come back into this world to value their time. But today we are on top of the ground, but we don't value our time. We are wasting our time here, we are wasting our time up there.
When the appointed time comes to them, it shall not be delayed for a moment. There's an Urdu proverb, in English I would translate as, do not leave today's work till tomorrow. Because you will be playing catch up, you will be deprived of the benefit you could have attained the previous day, the following day, because you are fulfilling what you should have done the previous day on that day. And this is why we should focus on the present. You know, a big problem is a lot of people, they get depressed. And one of the reasons for this is because they're always focusing on the future goals. Mm. They don't focus on the present. And when they're focusing on the future, they build within their minds unnecessary preventions and hindrances. Maybe this will happen, maybe that will happen. These things have not even yet occurred. And when they build these tensions within the mind, they become stressed, they become depressed, forgetting that it is this present which will be a build-up toward that future. So we need to pave the way now. And the future that we should be reflecting on, and the future that we should really be stressed about, is the Akhirah. Because this is the ultimate goal. So we should focus on our present. And the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which indicates toward this as well. The famous hadith where the Messenger of Allah said, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, that take benefit of five things before five. شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ, your youth before old age. So you don't have regrets when you're old. Again, going back to that proverb, لَيْتَ شَبَابَ يَعُود, if only youth returned. وَصِحَتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ, and your good health before you become ill. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, and your wealth before you become poor. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغُلِكَ, and your free time before you become occupied. وَحَيَاتَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, and your life before you die. And there's a hadith in Bukhari where Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, this is very beautiful what he mentions. He says, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الصَّبَاحِ, when the evening reaches you, do not wait till the morning. Allah. And he says, وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الْمَسَاءِ, and when the day reaches you, do not wait till the evening. وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ, and take benefit from your good health for your illness. I'll explain this. And he mentions, وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكْ لِمَوْتِكْ, and take from your life for your death. Meaning, whilst you are of good health, take benefit of that now. Because later when you become ill, you will not be able to perform the actions or do the work that you want to put in now. So, for example, if a person works in his good health and he saves money on the side, when he becomes ill, he will still remain independent because he had saved, he used his good health to benefit himself in his sickness. And likewise, we should think that our lives, we want to draw towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closer to Him. So we need to invest in good deeds now, so that we have no regrets then. And He said that if you survive up until the evening, do not wait for the morning, because you do not know if the morning will reach you or not. Whatever it is that you need to do, whether it be worldly affairs or dini affairs, you should do it now. Do not waste time.
And in regards to looking to the future, you mentioned people, you know, the one of the major things about depression is that people look too far into the future. Yes. And try to achieve certain goals, and they try to, achieve them in a short amount of time. Maybe when it's the longevity of this task is far greater, what they perceive it to be. But one of the things that just came to my mind as you were saying this, if we look into the future, and generally when we try to look into the future and we're trying to run to achieve something, for example, if I've got a busy job and I'm going about it and I'm running and I'm doing this and I'm doing this, I'm not appreciating my health. So the ni'mah that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon me, my eyes, my ears, my tongue, my mouth, my taste senses, I'll go into possibly a chip shop and have quick burger because I'm on the go, rather than sitting down and eating and looking after my limbs, that inshallah Azza wa Jalla will help me achieve this goal, to help me achieve potentially to get Jannah inshallah Azza wa Jalla. But if I appreciating the ni'mah that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon me, this one of the reasons for this is also looking into the future and looking far too into the future for the goals that are unachievable possibly for me.
He said that Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that I remained in the company of pious people for a certain period of time. I learned two important things from them. Number one is that time is like a sword. You either cut it with good deeds or it will cut you with useless things. And number two, that safeguard your nafs. If you do not keep it busy with good things, it will keep you busy with bad things. And again, our pious predecessors, they had this mindset of safeguarding their time to use it with the good things and not to waste it. Sometimes you hear accounts when some Buzurgan Adeen, they would get worried when they have to eat, because they would think that, I have to spend this 10-15 minutes in eating now. No. That same time I can use writing something or learning something. Or, and this was the mindset that...
This account reminds me of another account of Imam Sha'arani radiallahu anhu. He says, when I used to study books with my teacher, at times you would find mistakes in the book, in a certain word. So whilst I was correcting that, there would be a short break. And during that time, my teacher in a low voice would say, Allah, Allah. He'll chant the name of Allah. So even that small amount of time, he would not waste.
He mentioned about the sword. So if you were thinking about the sword of time, it's not the actual sword we're talking about. Waqt ek talwar hai. Either you cut it or he cut you. Aap usko kaise kaatenge? You spend your time in a good path of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the right path, in the way of the sunnah, travel in Madani Kafle, come in the masajid. Like we're sitting here, giving neki ki dawat, and you're listening as well. This is also you cutting the time in the better way. Otherwise, kya hoga? Otherwise, the sword, the talwar, waqt, jo time hai na, wo aapko cut karega, wo aapko kaise cut karega. Isi TV pe aap jo Madani channel dekh rahe ho, kisi ek channel aage chale jao, jo kuch kharab aa jayega. Ye aapko waqt kaat raha hai. Aur jab aapko waqt kaat raha hoga, fir wo aapke liye beneficial nahi hai, wo aapke liye nuksan deh hoga. Pe behtar ye hai ki waqt ke kaatne se pehle aap waqt ko kaat dein, apne aap ko better way mein jo hai wo lekar aa jaye. Allah Taala hame apne waqt ko better way mein guzarne ki taufeeq ata farmaye.
Instead of wasting time in useless talk and conversation, best to recite Durood-e-Pak on the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's been mentioned, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the one who recites Durood-e-Pak upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal shower 10 mercy on him. 10 of his sins are forgiven and his 10 rank is elevated by 10 times. My dear Sai brother, why was the point to who? Wasting your time on the useless conversation? Be wafa duniya pe mat kar aitibar, tu achanak maut ka hoga shikar. Maut aakar hi rahegi, yaad rakh, jaan jaakar hi rahegi, yaad rakh, tu khushi ke phool lega kab talak, tu yahan zinda rahega kab talak, kar le jo karna, aakhir maut hai. Do whatever you want. You have to die one day. And if you wasting your time in this world, then you will actually die. Really, aap mar jaoge agar aapne
اس دنیا میں اپنے وقت کو قیمتی نہیں بنایا، اپنے ٹائم کو فالتو ضائع کر دیا، آخرت میں بہت پچھتانا پڑے گا. آخرت کے پچھتانے سے بہتر ہے اس دنیا کے اندر جو ہے اپنی وقت کو بہترین بنا لے. کیا کہتے ہیں ہمارے مبلغ اس بارے میں؟
Definitely in regards to making the most out of time, one of the things that I wanted to mention today was if we tend to say that time goes quick or time goes slow at certain periods of our life, but the barakah in time, I feel it's the barakah that we're looking for. And if we look at a home which is full of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the mother who is, whatever she's doing, she's reciting Quran Kareem, she's teaching the children, she's learning herself also. The father is going to the masjid 5 times a day, taking the children along with him whenever possible. The children are learning the Qaida, the Holy Quran with correct pronunciation, Madani channels on the TV. You will find if you sit in a house like this, or if you go to the masjid for an hour, you feel like you've been there for an hour. There's barakah in the time there. But if you ask when you go shopping or when you go to get certain things, where's the time gone? I was out for 2 hours. No. Because the eyes tend to, you know, the eyes tend to sin, the ears tend to listen to things they shouldn't listen to, the tongue is utters things that you shouldn't utter, the limbs are involved in various types of sins, possibly. And around us, it's the same situation in those sorts of places. And in the places where the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla is taking place and the invitation to righteousness and forbidding each other from evil. And these types of things are happening, whether it be in the home, or the masajid, the madaris, or the jamiat, you'll find that the blessings in time is increased, but the same amount of time, an hour there, an hour here, but you will find the barakah in time there.
This is a prevalent way of how time is actually wasted. Like you mentioned, people sinning by means of their eyes, sinning by means of their limbs, wasting time. We see often, unfortunately, or we hear often rather, of youth who go out to town centers, and in that time in which they could have looked at the Quran, they could have benefited themselves, looked at their parents with an affectionate eye, looked at the children, looked at the ulama of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and attained the reward of worship. They use those eyes to gaze at non-mahram women. And then they tend to walk towards that individual. So with those legs with which they could have performed Umrah, Hajj, so those legs with which they could have performed the Sa'i of Safa and Marwa and performed Tawaf of the Kaaba, gone towards the Green Dome of Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahallahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema, those legs with which they could have served their parents and the ulama, they have now wasted their time in using towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they begin to have a conversation, exchange words. That tongue with which they could have recited the kalima, that tongue with which they could have recited the Quran, durood, and many things. They use these in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this really, unfortunately, is a prevalent way of how people waste time. And this is very dangerous because we will be questioned in relation to this on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and there's a hadith in Tirmidhi, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reports on the authority of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that the feet of the child of Adam alayhi salam will not even budge a little on the Day of Judgment before his Lord until he is questioned about 5 things. What are these questions? An umrihi fima afna. About his life, his age, what did he do with his life? How did he spend his life? وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِي مَا أَبْلَهِ. And his youth, how he wore it out, how did he spend his youth? وَمَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهِ. And his wealth, where did he receive it from? Where did he acquire it from? فِي مَا أَنْفَقَهِ. Where did he spend that wealth? وَمَاذَا عَمِلَ فِي مَا عَلِمَ. And what did he do with the knowledge that he sought? Did he act upon that knowledge he sought? But the point being that we will be questioned on the Day of Judgment in relation to every moment. So every moment is a precious diamond. And this is why we should value our life before death occurs. So this is why this is really something for us to reflect upon, going back to how people like our predecessors would spend their time, like Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahma. He wrote up to almost 1,000 books, including Rasail. Why? Because he did not waste his time. And these are the people, like they mentioned, Amiri Ahlul Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliyah. These are the people for whom acceptance has been established on the earth. Because they have muttafaqun alayhi hadith in Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, where it's mentioned, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a slave, he calls Jibreel. And he says, verily I love so and so, therefore you love him too. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلُ Then Jibreel begins to love this individual. And then what happened? Then he makes an announcement in the heavens. And he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ Verily Allah loves so and so, therefore you love him too. And then فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ the angels in the heavens, they begin to love that person. ثُمَّ يُودَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ Then acceptance is established for that person on the earth.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Mentioned beautifully about our Buzurgan Deen. Look at the Imam Razi life. Look at the Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala. Imam Shafi alayhi rahma, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Imam Ghazali alayhi rahma. Mentioned about Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma, subhanAllah. He wrote 1,000 books. In our life, we haven't read 1,000 books yet. And he wrote the 1,000 books. To write the book is more difficult than to read the book. In our life, we haven't read 1,000 books, even not 100 books. And he wrote 1,000 books on that time. How the he value their time. And look at the life of the Khwaja Sahib, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. He changed the life of 9 million non-believers. He gave dawah, and 9 million non-Muslims, they accepted the Islam. They come in the Islam. Dawah di hogi, time diya hoga, to logon ne Islam kabul kiya na. Maine aur aapne, how much we give neki ki dawah. We are hardly giving 90 people. 90 bhi nahi diyonge. 9 bhi humari wajah se log musneki ki taraf nahi aonge. Khwaja sahab ne 90 lakh logon ko kalma padha ke musalman karaya. Look at the value of time hai na. Time laga hoga na. Time spent hua hoga itne logon ko samjhane mein, deen ki baat karne mein. Apne time ko hum kaise utilize kar sakte hain. Hum kehte hain hamare paas time hi nahi. We don't have time. It's mentioned because the blessing has gone. Khali bhai hum kehte hain just formality we saying, brother, we don't have time. We have enough time. In our time, we have time to read 4 newspapers. This newspaper, this newspaper. Internet ka time hai. We have social media time. We have mobile phone time. We have faltu gapshap ka time hai, Baba. We don't have time to read Quran Pak. We don't have time to come to masajid and read the namaz with jamaat. We don't have time to sit with the Islamic brothers and give neki ki dawat to others. We don't have time to come in Madani Dora. We don't have time to Madani Kafle. But we say, yes, we don't have time, brother. Bhai, kya aapne kya? Yes, we have time to go Europe tour, to the world tour, to here and there. We don't have time to go with the Ashkane Rasool and invite towards good, then we say, yes, we don't have time, brother. When we have time, then we'll come with you. You have enough time now. You have enough time. You have enough time to spend with your friend 2 hours, 3 hours. Oh, 3 o'clock ho gaya. Phir bhi nahi uthte yaar. Pata hai, raat ke 3 baj gaye. Doston ke saath baithe baithe gappe maarte. Masjid mein aayenge, thodi si der aaye, neend aa rahi hogi. Woh Maulana sahab speech kar rahe honge, woh masjid mein so raha hoga. Woh masjid mein aa gaye, bhai thoda sa jaag lo yaar. Thoda sa waqt ki ahmiyat ko kuch consider kare. Lekin hamare paas time. Hamare paas time kis cheez ke liye time hai? Yes, we have time to sit in jacuzzi. Different kisam ke water aaye. Yes, we have time to go barber shop, read with the newspaper. We have enough time to go with the friend for snooker club, for football, for cricket match. To us 5 days ka test match hota hai. 5 din ghar mein baith jaate hain. Aise bhi hain kehte hain 5 din test match tha, maine ek bhi ball miss nahi kiya. Abhi Allah ke bande, 5 din tune ghar mein zaya kar diye yaar. Kuch kaam hi kar leta, kuch aakhirat ko behtar bana leta. Nahi, hamare paas is cheez ka time nahi hai. Hamare paas sari cheezon ke liye faltu cheez ho. Yes, we have time for gym, we have time for snooker, we have time to make our body itne bicep, to hamara ye kar lenge to wo kar lenge. In sari cheezon ka time hai. Time nahi hai to inke paas aake deen seekhne ka time nahi hai. Time nahi hai to inke paas aakar madani kafilon ka time nahi hai. Mere meethe meethe islamo, this is called the waste of time. Isko kehte hain time ko waste karna. Isko kehte hain ke unwise person. Ab bewakoof kahunga to gussa ho jaoge yaar. Ab bewakoof nahi kehte to kya kya akalmand. Intelligent aise thodi hote hain. Intelligent people are not like that. Intelligent people wo hote hain ki jinko duniya mein jitna rehna hai wo duniya ki taiyari karte hain, jitna aakhirat mein rehna hai utni aakhirat ki taiyari karte hain. These are the intelligent people. Ye intelligent people nahi hai. Agar bole ke yaar aap akalmand nahi ho to aap naraz ho jaoge. Aap mujhe batao akalmand kaisa hota hai jo apni zindagi ke keemti lamhat, precious time ko zaya kar raha hai. Na uski zindagi mein koi barkat hai, na risk mein barkat, na aulad mein barkat, na maal mein barkat, na jaan mein barkat hai. Aap mujhe batao, jab barkat hi nahi hai to phir zindagi isi tarah guzregi ki jis tarah Islami bhai ne batao. Yaar abhi to aaye the, time khatam ho gaya. Allah hamari zindagi mein barkat ata farmaye. Acche logon ki adopt the good company, inshallah you get the blessing. Adopt the good company of pious people. Ek company hai, good company, ek hoti pious people hai. Unki company adopt kare, uske saath kya kare, Quran Pak ki tilawat kare. Faltu baat na kare, Durood Sharif padh le yaar. कुछ तो करो यार अपनी जिंदगी को बेहतर बनाने के लिए.
वो कोई बता रहे थे 2 से 10 hours 12 hours की स्लीप, बड़े प्राउड से आगे बता रहे हैं, आई गो टू स्लीप 12 hours 14 hours ब्रदर, आई गो नो प्रॉब्लम, आई कैन इजीली स्लीप 12 14 hours. अल्लाह के बंदे नमाजें भी निकाल दिया, शर्म भी नहीं आती, खौफ खुदा भी नहीं है, शर्म नबी खौफ खुदा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं कि नमाजें 12 घंटे सो रहा हो, नमाज क्या पड़ेगा यार.
But yeah, it's true that in regards to the youth, they spend a lot of time sleeping. They spend their whole nights on the internet, watching a movie, listening to music, etc., etc. Go to sleep at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, miss their Fajr, don't pray their Zuhr, don't pray their Asr, and just about wake up for Maghrib. So that's the youth today. And in regards to sleep, a beautiful incident about one person, he came to a Hakim, a person who prescribes medicine. And he said to him that, I sleep in the night, but I want to also sleep during the day. So the Hakim, he said to him, the old person, oh unwise person, what kind of person are you? That you don't only sleep in the night, but you want to sleep in the day. And the person, he said, then he said to him, that, for example, you have a lifespan of 40 years. 20 years of your life will be spent in sleeping. Now again, you want to sleep in the daytime as well. So let's put 10 years aside. So now the rest 10 years, you only have 10 years to make your hereafter, to please Allah, to perform good deeds. But sadly today we sleep for hours on end, we don't want to wake up, the alarm's ringing, but we don't want to still wake up.
It was mentioned about staying up in the night, and then you see some people, they stay awake all night, and what they do is they sleep during the day. Halanki it is stated in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 73, translation from Kanzul Iman, that, and out of his mercy, he made the night and the day for you, that you may rest during the night, and seek his bounty during the day. Then it is stated in the Quran that the night has been made for sleeping and the day for seeing Allah's bounty, for earning halal risk for your family, etc. So this is, we're getting a direct order from the Quran Park that you sleep during the night and you stay awake and you do whatever you have to do in the day. Halanke, over here you see the opposite. You see people, they go out and they're doing whatever they want to do during the night, and when the day comes, they're sleeping, they're knocking off, and they wake up at 4, 5, 6 o'clock, ridiculous times in the day.
It's mentioned that, remember, a wise person neither wastes his own time nor the time of others. Rather, he values his own time, mind his own businesses, spend his time in good activities, and persuade others to do the same. He reforms those who have mindset of wasting time and also carries out personal accountability by performing Fikre Madina. Dawat Islami ki istilah Fikre Madina. Pond us about hereafter. Just think about the hereafter. Just do a positive thing. Positive means good thing which is benefit for you in this world and the hereafter. Kyunki Musalman ka kaam hi ye hona chahiye ki uski akhirat ko behtar kare, uski zindagi ko behtar kare. So if you want to make your time more precious and valuable, come and join the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Watch the Madani channel. Come the weekly gathering of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, you will realize how you can easily benefit your time and make a better for the hereafter your time as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Saying of the our pious predecessors who value the time. Just listen. Amirul Mumineen Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Wajhul Kareema said, these days are the pages of your life. Decorate them with the good deeds. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala said, I don't feel more sad and ashamed on anything else more than the day which I spend without increasing my good deeds. Ye good deeds increasing karne ke upar wo hai ke wo mujhe usse zyada sharmindagi aur absurdagi nahi hoti ke jab main koi izafi good deeds us din mein na kar saka hu.
Aap aur kare main aur aap kya karte hain, hamara to din gunahon mein zyada guzarta hai. हमारा हर आने वाला दिन जो है वो गुनाह में ज्यादा इजाफा कर रहा होता है. और हमारे बुजुर्ग आने के दिन क्या कह रहे हैं, आई डोंट फील मोर शेम ऑन एनीथिंग एल्स मोर देन द डे विच आई स्पेंड आउट इंक्रीजिंग माय गुड डीड्स. अल्लाह ताला हमें इनके नक्शे कदम पे चलने की तौफीक अता फरमाए. इसी तरह इमाम राजी अलैहिस्सलाम से, बाअल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल, आई गेट वेरी सैड एट द टाइम ऑफ ईटिंग बिकॉज आई हैव टू लीव रिलीजियस एक्टिविटीज, राइटिंग और स्टडिंग एज टाइम इज अ वेरी वैल्यूएबल एसेट. इज ऑल्सो मेंशन सैयदना उमर bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala said, your life is shortening every day, so why are you lazy in performing good deeds? Once someone said humbly to him, O Amirul Mumineen, postpone the work until tomorrow. And he, radiallahu ta'ala, beautifully said, I hardly complete a day work in one day. If I postpone today's work until tomorrow, then how will I be able to complete 2 days work in one day? Do not postpone today's work until tomorrow. You will have some other work for tomorrow. To mere meethe meethe salami bhaiyo, kar le jo karna aakhir maut hai. Don't waste your time. Apne time ko useful banaye, apne time ko fruitful banaye, aur apni zindagi ko is tarah utilize kare ki wo aapke liye aakhirat ke liye jannat mein jane ka zariya bane.
Patni kafilas, there is a set jadwal. At this time this happens for this long, at this time this happens. You get a set time for your aram, you get a set time for your studying, you get a set time for eating, etc., etc. If you look at the life of Amir Ahl Sunnat, you'll notice that everything he does, sometimes you'll see that in Madhi Muzakara, you mentioned about, you know, before that he writes, etc. You notice that even when he drinks water, there's a set time for it.
Set time and set
level as well.
Set level. He does everything.
It's only the time, is a level as well, the how much the water he needs to drink. Beautiful personality. Beautiful personality, mashallah. His aurat, his wazaif, his personality. Look at the time he divided. We say we don't have time, but look at it. He gives time to his disciples as well. He gives time to his muridin. He gives time to namaz, ishraq, chash, awabin, nawafil, zikr, askar. Then for madani muzakare, fit jo inke as a granddaughter jo hai, grandson hai, unko time dete hain. Fit apne bachchon ko time dete hain. Fit jo hai dawat islami ko, fit he writes the books as well. Kitni time hai unki dekhe hain, lekin kya hai, unki time mein kaise barkat hai. Hum kehte hain, we don't have time. We have enough time. You have read so many books. Aapne namaz laws of salah padhiye, but we haven't read out the laws of salah. We have so much time, but we don't know how to perform wuzu. We don't know how to perform ghusl. We don't know how many faraiz in namaz, how many wajibat in namaz. We don't know how to perform the funeral salah. Yes, we know how to drive the car. Yes, we know how to book the ticket. Yes, we know how to get the good clothes. We know how to buy the cheap clothes. We know everything. But we don't know about our deen. We don't know about our namaz. We don't know how to rectify our salah. We don't know to how to respect our parents, and still we don't know how beautiful is our deen. Really sad. Our deen is so beautiful. Kya kahe ke aisa hai ke yaar itna pyara deen hai, phir bhi kehta hai ke yaar main misfortune. Are tu misfortune nahi hai, you are the fortunate one that you've been blessed in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isse badke tumhare liye khush naseebi kya hai ke tumhe aqa ki ummat mein paida kar diya gaya yaar. Isse badke kya hai?
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, today we have learnt about the advantages of spending our time in the right way. Especially those youngsters that are listening out to me today. Remember that today you have time and tomorrow you may become busy. Today you have the strength, today you have the power. So take advantage of your youth today before you become old. Because Maulana Mustafa Reza Khan alayhi rahmah, he says a beautiful couplet. He says, Riyazat ke yahi din hai, aur haape mein kahan hai himmat. Jo karna hai, abhi kar lo. Abhi Nuri Jamaat hum ho. So today we are young, today alhamdulillah we have strength. Before we become old and then we turn ourselves back to the masjid, to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, let's turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal today.
So to my summing up, I would say that we all have hearts, we are here, our hearts have been beating while we've been sitting here. Our lungs have consumed oxygen and taken out carbon dioxide. Our filtration processes have been going on. Our cells have been accumulating and dying while we have been sitting here. There's no batteries in our body. There's nothing in our body, that mechanical thing that we see. There's no petrol going in. Our bodies are running by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will cease. This brain, this mind, these eyes, this heart, this filtration process will cease to exist. It will stop at one stage. Seize this moment, seize this time before that time, before Malak al-Maut comes and seizes your soul, and all our jismani ajza are seized. Before that time, realize the value of time and come to Dawat-e-Islami, whether you are near the Dawat-e-Islami Marakis, even if you are not, go on to www.dawateislami.net, seek sacred knowledge, listen to the speeches there, read the books, get involved. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us on the right path, and may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us with the guided people, and may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us under the shadow of Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliyah.
Value time, because time does not wait for anybody. Time will not wait for us. Time is such a thing which is independent and it carries on, it continues regardless of who passes in this world. Time will continue and it will continue until the Day of Judgment. So we need to make most of our time, be good to those who are within our surroundings, fulfill their rights, fulfill the rights of your parents, because they will not remain too, time will take them to fulfill the rights of your friends, fulfill the rights of whoever surrounds you. Do not waste your time in negligent things. Do not waste your time in things which will not benefit you. Remember that the ultimate goal is the hereafter, and the only way we can achieve, because the most regretful person on the Day of Judgment shall be he who did not make most of his time in this world, did not seek knowledge. So I would say seek knowledge inshallah, and by means of knowledge you will incline towards Allah and you'll be making the most of your time.
So remember, today is the day of action, not accountability. And tomorrow the day will be accountability, not action. So you have time now to do some good actions. So on the Day of Judgment, when your accountability will be done, you'll be successful. Just few Madani fools, the time once gone, never return. Time is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. People who value time become successful. Importance of time has been mentioned in the glorious Quran and blessed Ahadith in a very dignified manner. Our pious predecessors would not like to waste their precious time even in the state of naza, that is the last moment before the death. People who value the time will express regret if their time would get wasted. They will also take a step to recover this loss immediately. People who value time will eat less, fearing that the precious time may be wasted. They would spend more time in studying and would remain busy carrying out religious activities most of the time. And people who value the time will spend their days and night according to a particular schedule. A schedule hota hai life ka, jisme wo zindagi guzarte hain. Aapka aur mera schedule kya hai? वो शेड्यूल इस्लामी वे में होना चाहिए, किसी और वे में नहीं होना चाहिए, कि ताकि आपकी जिंदगी बेहतर हो सके. और ये शेड्यूल क्या, ये टाइम के फ्रेम के हिसाब से बनता है. जो टाइम फ्रेम होता है उसी में आपका शेड्यूल बनाया जाता है. और हमने आगे कौन चीज नोट की, वी ऑल्सो लर्न टूडे द मोबाइल फोन, इंटरनेट एंड सोशल मीडिया हैव प्लेड अ सब्सटेंशियल रोल इन कॉजिंग डिस्ट्रक्शन टू द सोसाइटी बाय मेकिंग पीपल वेस्ट देयर प्रीशियस टाइम. सो माई डियर इस्लामी ब्रदर्स, Please wake up before it's too late. And don't waste your time in useless activities or useless conversation. Please come in Dawat-e-Islami-Madani-Mahal. Join Dawat-e-Islami-Madani-Mahal. Watch Madani channel. And make your time useful and fruitful. So in the Day of Judgment, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will be successful. Inshallah, in the future, another silsila will be coming soon. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Come to the way of salvation. Come to the way of Allah. Come to the way of salvation. Come to the way of Allah.